talking to a lot of the fishermen concerned, and I'm liaising with the department in relation to teasing out the issue exactly and what possibilities there would be in terms of addressing it. It's not straightforward, though, because it does require go into a port for an ONEU vessel to land. It does require that port to be designated. It requires staffing in terms of SFPA staffing arrangements around that and infrastructure around that as well. So it's not straightforward, but certainly I'm very much aware of it. I understand the implications of it for those who are affected in terms of having Northern Irish.
What can a solution be, Minister?
Well, it's not clear yet. It's not quite clear yet, Greg, and I'm examining exactly what the potential might be. Until that is clear, I'm not in a position to say what a solution might or could look like. But
okay.
There's undoubtedly, and as I say, up until Christmas Eve, if there hadn't been a Brexit deal, then in terms of the vessels we're talking about here, and the number's not quite clear because it would be they're Northern Irish registered, so they wouldn't be on the Irish registration records as such. Up until Christmas Eve, access to Irish water even would have been an issue and would have been blocked off.